Welcome to another episode of The Raw Truth. As always, I'm your host, BX Bad Boy, and today it's piece of shit Kyle Rittenhouse. Stay tuned. It's very simple, and I'll put it as simple as possible. He killed three people. Kyle Rittenhouse went across state lines with the intention to kill. How do I know this? And why can I say this? Besides common sense, there's an old rule, and it's this simple. You do not pull out a gun unless you plan on using it. It's that simple. Any real gangster will tell you to your face, if you pull it out, you better use it. That's just rule of law. You don't have a gun out unless you're planning on using it. So, he traveled across state lines with the intention to kill. And you could tell me he went over there for the intention to protect. number one, none of that shit was his. He didn't even know anybody. So, he went across state lines fully armed. That alone is a federal offense, crossing state lines with a gun. So, he's guilty of that. So, he's already a criminal. Then he decides to try to act like he's trying to protect the community. There's better ways of protecting the community than going across state lines with a rifle. And the cops were there. Plenty of guns. Didn't need yours. So it's this simple. He had intentions and he did what he intended on doing. I don't give two craps if somebody's coming at me and they want to physically abuse me or physically hit me. That's no reason to shoot them. Especially not with a rifle. Maybe with a taser, maybe with a handgun, but not a rifle. That's a war weapon. I don't care if it's automatic or not. It's a war weapon. A battle weapon. That was a physical battle that was taking place. And he brought a gun to a fist fight. Sorry. You're guilty. Guilty of sin. And anyone who says he's not, you're a hating racist. Even the judge is on his side. Judge is supposed to be blind. He's not blind. He keeps making comments, interrupting, and treating the defense differently than the prosecutor. I'm sorry. That's biased. If you do not treat both sides the same, then you're being biased. He's forcing the prosecutors to do things, but then when the defense does the same thing, he lets them get away with it. He's voicing his opinion during the hearing instead of listening to all the evidence and then making an opinion after that, leaving it up to the jury. He's definitely biased. He's definitely on Kyle Rittenhouse's side. And that's ridiculous. Ridiculous. I'm not saying that this kid deserves to go to jail for the rest of his life. I'm not saying that. It's not for me to judge the penalty. It's for me to judge guilty or innocent by what I know and see. And from what I know and what I see, he is as guilty as sin. And I don't care if he's guilty of one of the murders, he's guilty of all the murders because he should never have been there to begin with. That should negate any other dispute. Because, like they say, don't start none, won't be none. Now, if you come into my neighborhood or into my house with a gun, an unauthorized gun, well, you came to start something. Sorry. Cops will pull you over, even if you're white. I've seen it happen on videos. I've seen the cops' body cam where they pulled the guy over because he was just walking around the streets, completely legal, but walking around the streets with full body armor and a rifle, a pistol, a nightstick. Like he had, he was set up for what looked like war. But he was just walking around. Didn't point at anybody. Wasn't in no conflict. Was just on the sidewalk. So what the cops do? They pulled him over. They started questioning him. They started asking him, what you doing, blah, blah, blah. And they basically arrested him. But they definitely detained him because of the way he looked. And the guy said, why are you bothering me? I'm not bothering anybody. The cop asked, why are you dressed for war? That's suspicious to me. You may have a legal right to be like that, and I have a legal obligation to question your intentions based on the way you look. So Kyle Rittenhouse was strapped to the teeth. He was full body armor. I don't care if he took it off before that shooting took place. He came prepared for war. That means he intended to fight. Not intended to defend. Defend, you go inside and you hide. And you wait for someone to come that's already attacking you. Not go around looking for it, essentially. And how can one man, or one boy, not even a man, one boy defend against an entire city? Sorry, you ain't super boy. But he was there to defend offensively. There was other means he could have done. He didn't shoot those people with tasers. No, he shot them with rifle at close range. Why didn't you use a taser? Why didn't you have a taser to use? You came with a killing weapon. I'm sorry. Pistols, rifles, anything that shoots a bullet, it's not a wounding weapon. You can be wounded by that weapon, but its intent is to harm and death. Almost everyone that's been shot, if they didn't get treatment in time, guess what happens? Bye-bye. They die. So he brought that kind of weapon. A child brought that weapon to defend. That seems asinine, especially if it wasn't his shit. And then I got another question. Why wasn't he here, where I live, defending my property? Oh my God. What, my property's not good enough, but some random property across state lines that he's got nothing to do with is important, more important? Why wasn't he at home defending his own property? Why? Because there was no rioters there. There's no battle going on there. So there was no fight he could get into. So he went where the fight was. Instead of waiting for the fight to come to you. If you're a defensive person, like right now, there's potential a civil war of all the people that are on Trump's side. They may riot. They may actually try to do whatchamacallit? Civil war. I was going to say revolution, but not revolution. Civil war. They might come to my door. I'm not going out looking for it. I'm going to defend my house from anyone who comes at it. I'm not going to go to somebody's house 10 miles away, 50 miles away, 100 miles away, and go defend their house just because that's where the battle is. I'm sorry. That's somebody who went to battle. Not to defend, to battle. And they're sitting here in trial. I mean, they really need to dispute this. Everyone that was across state lines or came strapped to the teeth came to battle. Not to dance, not to defend, battle. Because I'm sorry, a gun is not a defensive weapon. It's an offensive weapon. Shields, barricades, those are defensive. So if you came to defend, why didn't you have a shield? You could obviously afford a fucking rifle, and you could afford a fucking shield. He didn't come with a shield. He came with a rifle and body armor to protect himself from the battle he was about to get into. They all had the option in their head to go the fuck home. They chose to sit there and be prepared for battle that wasn't even their battle. I'm sorry, to me, that seems like you're intruding. If I'm fighting somebody and you step in between us to fight him too, I'm going to be mad at you because who do you think you are? This is my battle. That's exactly what they did. They stepped in the middle of somebody else's battle that they didn't even fucking belong at. And he's crying on the stand like a little bitch. He's crying because if he gets convicted, bye-bye, he goes to jail for life. Normal people who are afraid of jail cry like bitches when they're on the stand knowing there's a chance they're going to jail. So I don't fucking give two shits about his crocodile tears. If that's all it took, yo, I'm going out to do all kinds of crime, and all I gotta do is cry afterwards? Oh, good gravy. I'm on my way. I got bills to pay. I need money. I'm gonna go rob a bank and go, sorry, I'm so sorry. Oh, I get to go home? Thanks. So what the fuck is this bullshit? Everybody gives two fucks that that bitch cried. Wow. He makes me so angry, I can't even shut up with the curses. I'm going to try. I'm going to put it this simple. And I'm not going to do it like Joe Biden whispering into the mic. I'm going to just do it plain and simple. He's guilty, he's a piece of shit, and a racist. Because he went there for Black Lives Matter battle. Not defense. So, I'm sorry. He deserves to fry like an egg. Whatever that means. Does it mean he goes to jail for life or goes to jail for 25 years? I don't care. He is guilty. And if you think he's not guilty, prove to me how he's not guilty. Since it already started off with a federal law he violated, causing a domino effect from that point on. And tell me how that's not true. I dare you. You guys can add comments. There's no restriction on it. Speak your mind, because I damn sure will.